podcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is Season 6, Episode 9. It's our 69 episode again.
Part 2.
It's our three-way 69 episode. In which we determined last week that we weren't going to 69 each other. There we go. I got the joke out of the way in the first 30 seconds of the show. It took us an hour and 25 minutes to get there last week. Anyway, what's up? How's it going? Happy last day of August as we're recording this. Happy beginning of September as you're listening to this.
I know.
I have mixed feelings.
I know. Amanda, well, when do you go back to work?
A week from today.
Ugh, I'm so sorry.
I know. It's pretty rough. And I'm feeling weird about it. But I was also sort of musing because it's just been like so hot here this summer.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first year I've actually been kind of excited to like put on a long sleeve shirt. I'm just like tired of sweating. I'm tired of like these like 90 degree days in a row where we like don't go outside because it's too hot for the baby. And I'm sort of like kind of over it.
Yeah.
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 I can feel the beginnings of fall here and I'm totally here for it.
Not even close to the beginning of fall here.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's like it's very subtle. Granted,
cool. Not here. It. It's still 95 degrees every day, but it is the South. So. And, you know.
It's not the South here, so we have no excuse other than we're destroying our planet, and that's why it's hot here.
It's going to be hot for the next 30 years if we're lucky.
Yep. I have existential crises about it all the time. But, you know, we're not here to talk about that. This is our 69 show.
Awesome.
Although every single national forest in California is now closed. So there's that. But
because of fires, COVID, the heat, all of the above. Well, that is a suck, as they say.
Yep. Well, we're here to talk about a different type of fire, different type of heat.
Crotch fire. Wait, no, that's not right.
No. Oh, this has gone downhill very quickly.
This is what happens when you're 37 trying to make sex puns. Amanda only just turned 37, so she's still somewhat.
I'm still getting used to it, you know. Still got the 37 training wheels on.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, meanwhile, Colin and I are halfway through it, so.
Yeah, oh God, we really are.
Oh, God. Yeah. This is such a downer.
I know. We gotta get happier. You know, I'm so tired and like so busy that I was like, oh my God, how am I gonna record tonight? I thought about pre-gaming. I was like, maybe if I just start off silly. If I start off like we're in the last 15 minutes of the show. And then I was like, but no, then it'll just go downhill from there.
We're 37. If you pregame, you're just going to be too tired.
So much editing. So much slurring. I started drinking this summer, thanks to the Nationals Padres game that we went to, the bourbon lemonade. So it's lemonade with like bourbon in it. Very tasty.
So you make it yourself, or is this like a thing you buy, like sweet tea vodka? Like, is it?
No, I make it myself. I get the the light lemonade, 25 calories of pop. I put it through the strainer because I am 37 and don't like pulp, or five.
I haven't liked pulp since I was five, so that's not an age thing.
Yeah, so
I started liking pulp when I was older. That's interesting.
Yeah, just in time for our 69 episode.
Maybe it is an age thing. Who knows?
This is not a pulp-free show, but it is a pulp-free drink. so I pour it through the strainer, the first little layer. Then I pour a little bit of bourbon in it. Then I pour a layer of the lemonade on top. And then I mix it together with an old baby spoon. Like one of the little, ones that you put the puree on. Because what I'm not using it for anything else right now, and I feel like, I don't know, I don't think I can donate, like, utensils that have been in, like, our mouths. In times of COVID, I think of everything different.
Sure.
So.
Yeah.
Now I just use them as drink stirrers.
Why not?
Why not?
I use old chopsticks.
Mmm.
Yeah, I had a roommate that moved out and left behind a bunch of random stuff and a big mason jar of individual wooden chopsticks was one of the things. And I use them to, like, mix drinks and coffee.
That's awesome. And,
you know, whatever, like, you don't want to dirty a spoon to mix.
Clever.
Yeah, it works pretty good.
Yeah. See, I don't mind. I just rinse off the spoon when I'm done, put it off to the side for the next time. Weirdo. I'm such a weirdo.
Why is that weird? I admitted I used a chopstick. So.
Fair. Fair enough. Oh, a fun fact that I thought about today. Did you guys know, because I was thinking about 69 and I was driving.
As one does.
As I was driving, I was thinking about 69ing and our show. 69ing, you know, you guys, the listeners. And I was like, what fun 69 facts can I think about? And then I remember there was this controversy or this, like, I don't know, whatever. It was like a little, like, hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo thing. The Apple weather app does not, like, it goes from 68 degrees to 70 degrees. It doesn't have 69.
And that's, like, for real true?
Huh.
I don't know. I remember seeing that on, like, Twitter or something, like, a couple of,
I didn't know
of,
Apple
like, a
had
year
a weather
ago,
app.
Yeah, you know, the weather app thingy that, yeah. So, but apparently, and it must be also probably the one on your phone, too. On your watch, rather, as well. But apparently,
I use the Weather Channel app.
The reason for it is that, like, 68 degrees transfers, like, perfectly to, like, Celsius as well. So it's, like, a coding thing. But it's still funny to think about, then, you know, like, they don't skip the 13th floor. They skip the 69th degree.
It's funny to think about a bunch of tech guys being like weird prudes.
Right.
Just weirded out.
As they're in their chat rooms where they're right. Doing all sorts of gross things.
Yeah, doing Lord knows what.
Anyway, does anybody have any Labor Day plans?
No.
Maybe a barbecue.
Nice.
Yeah, nothing crazy.
We're not really doing anything except, we got a visitor.
Oh, how's our sweet girl
how's she
doing
feeling?
This week?
She is still sweet as ever.
She looks so much better.
But she basically pukes like every day now, so I need to call the vet tomorrow, and our vet is actually gone until next week. She was like, I'm so sorry to leave you guys, because she was going on a 2-week vacation. And which I think maybe I said last time, I was like, dude, you saved our cat's life. Like, please go, yeah. Go enjoy your vacation.
You earned it.
Yeah. But yeah, so I need to see what's going on about that, but and see if there's anything we can do to stop it. Cause that's not great. Mm-hmm. It's not great because it's a lot of puke that I have to clean up, and then it can't be great for her, like, esophagus and just, like, it's not.
Yeah.
That's a lot to be puking. So other than that, she's doing great, but.
Poor girl.
That's the one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but she looks better. Like, she does look better.
Yeah, and she moves better. She actually jumped up onto the desk.
We heard.
That I'm sitting at. Yeah. It was not easy and kind of freaked me out when I saw what she did. I didn't see her preparing. I just saw, like, the landing. But she made it. She's okay.
Nice.
No, it's good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Her sweet girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For Labor Day, it's Jay's sister's son's second birthday, so we're going to do that on Sunday, I think, and then just hang around and do, I don't know, nothing, home things. Maybe see a movie before everything gets shut down again on one of those days. The problem is the only movie out is the Paw Patrol movie, and nobody is enthusiastic about seeing that. Like, Zach's at Grown Paw Patrol. Alex is like, I guess I'll go see it. Do I get Twizzlers? But he's never really been into Paw Patrol. Still into Doc McStuffins, like, hardcore, and Bluey, of course. But, like...
Really? There's nothing else out that you guys could go see as a family?
The only other thing is Jungle Cruise, and we saw that already.
Oh.
I was looking at Alamo Draft House to see what they might have had. They have Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, but
oh.
It's at, I think it's at like 7:30 at night, and that's too late of a start time. Like 6:30 is like our hard limit, because really, like, they need to be in bed by Alex by 8:30. He can hang till 9 if we have to. And then Zachary is okay. He can last till 10. But, like, you know, everybody, no matter, here's a trick, Amanda, a thing, Amanda. No matter what time your child goes to bed, they will always wake up at the same time, no matter what, the next morning. See, or maybe that's just my kids.
Right. This is weird. No, I think that is a normal kid thing. But my baby is all over the place with her morning. Like, every time I think, like, okay. Like, this is clearly, like, her natural rhythm. This, I think this is it. This is the time she's going to wake up every day. She changes it up again.
Yeah. Well, so she's in, like, prime development mode, though, now. Yeah,
that's
like,
fair. That's
wonder fair. Weeks and leaps and just learning so much and sleep learning. Like, her sleep schedule is, her sleep patterns are changing, and she has dreams now and knows how to do the REM.
She slept on her stomach last night for the first
time. Nice. Did it help? Because once Alex was able to sleep on his stomach, that was game changer for us. Like,
I mean, she's always been a good nighttime sleeper. Good. It's her daytime sleep that we just can't get right. Like, homegirl did not want to go down for a nap this afternoon, like, from, like, 11 o'clock on today. So it's kind of a rough day.
Yeah.
But, like, she'll sleep through the night. But she can now roll over only from her back to her front on the left side.
Oh.
So can't roll herself back. So she'll roll herself, get stuck, and then she'll get mad. And so we'll roll her back over. But she's, like, excited that, like, she's learned this big thing that she's been working on for weeks. So then she just rolls right back over.
Oh. Is it Zoolander where they can't turn left or whatever
turn
it was?
Left, yeah, okay. Yeah, no, that's 100% what's happening right now. But, like, at night, because she'll do that, like, if you don't get her into the crib, like, ready for sleep, like, if she's the slightest bit awake, she's, like, moving around and she'll roll over. And she's been getting her feet stuck through the bars.
Oh.
And because she can't roll herself back over yet, she just gets upset because she doesn't know what to do.
Oh, poor girl.
So last night, I think she just gave up and was like, okay, maybe I'll just try sleeping like this. That's what happened.
Nice. You'll have to keep us posted.
Yeah. But of course, I look at the monitor and I'm like, oh my God, she's suffocating. And I, like, run to check on her and she's just, like, Gerber baby sleeping with her mouth open, and it was super cute. And I was like, oh. Not everything is a SID situation. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Well, that's awesome. Shandy, I meant to ask you, did you vote yet?
Oh, right.
No,
You gotta send it in, dude. You're gonna end up with Rush Limbaugh Jr. as your fucking governor.
No.
Do not worry. No, it's actually my ballot's been here for a while. We got it a while ago. And it's sitting downstairs. Obviously, I know how I'm going to vote to fucking not recall Gavin Newsom. The problem is you have to then also vote for if those motherfuckers.
No, you don't. I don't think you do. Because they said on I think it was.
Well, you're supposed to then. You have the ballot has two things.
Okay.
Should we recall Gavin Newsom? No. That one I can fill in. Then it says, in the event that he does get recalled, who would you want to replace him? So then now I have to look at all these fucking Democrats and, like, figure out.
There's
also,
no Democrats, I don't think, are there? I think it's just Republicans and a Green Party person.
Why?
Let me go grab my ballot.
Okay, go grab your ballot.
Because now I'm feeling like, because that was my thing. I was going to vote right away because obviously I know how I'm voting. But then for that second step, I was like, I need to.
Yeah, Gavin Newsom wants you to leave. His people are telling people to leave question two blank.
Oh, that makes it so much easier. Yeah.
Because what the thinking behind that is, if they don't have, if there's more people that just didn't answer the question, then even if he was voted to be recalled, they would have to do a secondary.
Well, I think that they're counting, the Republicans are counting on people like Shandy to be like, if I have to, then I guess I'll do this. Because you don't need to, you just need a plurality. So, like, somebody can get 5% of the vote, and if they have the most percentage, they win as long as it's, as long as the answer is yes, he should be recalled, as long as that has the majority, then whoever has the plurality of in question two automatically wins. So, like, Larry, whatever, Limbaugh.
What a stupid way of doing this.
Right?
Oh, my God. No, there are Democrats on here.
Okay, well, that's okay, I guess.
Isn't that crazy? So, that's what, when I saw that, I was like, oh, my God, and I have to figure out, like, which Democrat would have the highest percentage chance of winning if, you know, like, God forbid Newsom was recalled.
I think you should just write in Frank's name and see how it goes.
Yeah, he would be great.
But yeah.
He's American.
I believe his campaign, and according to this CBS thing when I Googled it, they want you to leave question two blank.
Okay, that seriously makes it so much easier for
me. You should definitely do your research to confirm that.
I will look into it. But that's the only reason that I haven't. There's actually, so, you know, we get our ballots in the mail a couple weeks in advance, and there's actually like an official ballot drop off at the public library, which is close to where I live. So, like, that's where we dropped it off last time.
Right.
And that's where I plan on dropping it off this time.
There was also, because I know you subscribe to The Daily had an episode within the past few days, they have an episode that completely covers the recall and all of that. Yeah. So
that's true. I saw that. I didn't listen because I am also very behind, and I'm like, I don't think this doesn't affect me.
See, I pick and choose which ones to download. Yeah. I'm like, ooh, I like this topic. I never do the weekend ones, which makes me feel kind of bad, but, you know.
No.
I feel like the weekend ones are what this American life is for.
Right. Sometimes
I listen to the Sunday ones, but not lately. I'm so behind on everything. Yeah. I'm like, I don't have time to listen to someone read about, you know, a dramatic reading of an article someone wrote for a magazine I don't even read.
Yeah, exactly.
100% no.
But yeah.
I will say the one nice thing about the Daily, though, is if and when you do inevitably get behind, like, you don't have to catch up. No longer current.
Or sometimes. There's ones that are just worth a listen because they're
ongoing.
Very interesting.
Which on the Daily?
Yeah, a lot of the time there's ones I can just like, nope, bye.
Yeah, well, like I said, I go through, like, every day when I update, like, it shows me. Because I have my podcast set to, the only one that automatically updates is ours, actually. Everything else I have to select download on. So, I like the topic or the subject matter, then I will download it. But if not, I won't right away. And then if I need something to listen to, then I will go back and do that.
That's smart. See, I then remove the download. If it's something I'm like, I'm not going to listen to that, I remove the download.
Yeah. See, I don't even want to have, cause sometimes you miss that and then you've got a whole bunch of stuff on your phone and you're like,
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like to have the control. The only thing is you risk missing something with that, but still, I mean.
I don't know. I feel like I was, like, just talking to someone about this the other day. Like, the new Apple podcast app. Like, every time they update it, it feels worse and more confusing. And
yes.
And now they don't automatically download things. It's hard to tell. Like, it'll just be on your feed, but it didn't actually download.
Okay.
Sometimes things just disappear for no reason. And you can't find it. Like, the other day, like, I had listened to a This American Life episode that I thought was really interesting. And I was, like, trying to, like, pull it up to show my mom because we were in Connecticut this weekend. Mm-hmm. And I, like, could not find it. Like, it just vanished.
I know.
I
you like, have
Am
to go
I
to,
crazy
like,
person?
Well, like, A, This American Life takes down their shows after a certain amount of time, which is super annoying.
But it's like I just listened to it. Like it was like from the weekend.
Oh, because when it says when it marks it that you've read it, then it like disappears. So for that,
right, but
you
not in the Apple podcast.
Like in Apple podcast. Oh, because you don't have
it.
Apple
was like
podcasts.
On their website, and I think
sorry.
So yeah, so like Daniel looked it up on their website, and he's like, "Is this the one you're talking about?" I'm like, "Yeah," but like look on my feed, like it is not there. There's the one before it and the one after it.
Weird.
Like, come on.
We've
so
had
I felt
that.
Like
with,
I'd lost my damn mind.
No, that's happened to Jay before, where he's been like, "Ooh, I want you to hear this American Life episode in the car," and he'll go back to find it, and it's gone. Mm. And that we looked it up, and like they're kind of funny with their feed, like, in the ones that they keep up and don't. And I have no idea why, but...
That'd be a rights issue. It might be certain things that, like, if it's an episode where they acquired a story from somewhere else, they might not just have the distribution rights for, like, a limited amount of time.
Yeah, maybe. Hmm. Maybe. So, okay, before we move on, Shandy, it says, if voters answer no, he should not be called, be recalled on question one, then question two becomes moot. And that's an ABC 10 article. And also, do not write his name in as a write-in because California Election Code Section 11381C specifies that a person being recalled cannot be a candidate to succeed themselves at a recall election.
Oh, that makes sense.
I mean, that's only something they would do in, like, Mississippi or Louisiana.
Just I mean, that would be some insane strategery. But
strategery.
Strategery.
Also, listen, California people out there, the moral of the story is you need to vote because the person that's most likely to succeed him is fucking terrifying and nobody is going to like him except for the very small group of people that are very enthusiastic about not having Gavin Newsom, and P.S. you have to reelect him next year anyway. So if you don't like that he had a really fancy dinner, which, by the way, I really want to go to that place now. Yeah. Because after I heard it, I looked up the menu and I was like, I want to know this, you know, $1 trillion meal. And I was like, ooh, it doesn't fit that.
Very expensive. He shouldn't have done that. But he also shouldn't be recalled. Like, fuck.
Right.
Right, especially with just a year to go on his term anyway. Also, it cost you guys billions of dollars, so cool.
Right, it's a waste of everybody's, like, time and money.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
But anyway, what's not a waste of time and money is our 69 show. Of which Shandy found us an amazing link.
Yes, I'm so excited for
from
this.
BuzzFeed. I will put it in the show notes. But the link is pick a type of cheese and we'll reveal your favorite sex positions. And away we go. I can't wait for this to tell me how boring I am.
Yeah, basically.
Everybody got it pulled up? That's what she said.
Oh, wow. So it's just a whole list.
It's just the one question.
And you just have to pick one. I was hoping, like, it was like, pick this cheese between these two and now another.
I was too. I also like that if you scroll below the cheeses, it says this post was translated from French. So that makes it even better. Okay.
Well, you know, and as I was scrolling through the cheeses, I was lamenting that there aren't a lot of, like, sort of like staple cheeses that you might find in French. So that's weird to me that. But maybe the original article was trying to make it more open to everyone.
Maybe. Oh, and if you even continue to scroll down, there's a whole bunch of other similarly themed quizzes.
Oh.
I enjoy this. The cheese board you make will reveal the animal you are in bed.
Okay, well, maybe we can just have a whole quiz party right now.
Maybe.
Or I have a proposal. Let's just all pick cheeses and then keep refreshing and see what each cheese means for your sexual position.
I like it. So the first one we'll do like a kind of a true-ish answer.
Okay, and then we'll fill in blanks. Okay, so here's the cheese choices. Brie, mozzarella, how people pronounce it. I say mozzarella, but I've been learned that that is just something Italian people say to sound smart. It is actually not the correct pronunciation. Cheddar, is it Camembert. Swiss, Gorgonzola, Parmesan, Gouda, Manchego, which is my mother's favorite cheese. My mom buys Manchego blocks. Like, she has them in her house at all times. She eats it all the time. She loves it. ricotta, raclette. I'm sure you guys have a fancy way of pronouncing raclette. Cream cheese. Gruyere.
I feel like cream cheese is barely a cheese.
Still counts, though.
Is it even a cheese? Love it, but is it a cheese?
Yeah.
Gruyere.
Romano. Munster. String cheese. Oh, shit. I was going to go with mozzarella until I saw string cheese, and now I'm very torn. feta or nacho cheese.
which is also arguably not really cheese.
Right.
One might argue it's just like
delicious, but not really cheese.
The melted version. Same way that the
like liquid butter at the movie theater is not actually butter.
But it's so good.
It's a vegan option. Ah. It's not actually dairy. Yeah, it's vegan.
Oh, that makes it even better.
Yeah.
All right, everybody pick one.
Oh my god, this is so hard.
It's very tough.
It is hard, but I have to go with raclette just because the dish is really fucking good.
I knew somebody was going to pick raclette. We've talked about it enough times. Raclette is really
fun. I mean, it's weird because you only eat it melted, but like the dish is just really fucking good.
And the machine, it comes with its own special machine that you just like, and you turn and the cheese turns and it's oh, it's so cool. Oh my gosh, this is really hard.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
I'll pick next. I'll go with mozzarella. I'm simple.
Right, and well, knowing that you were going to go with we really can't call it mozzarella?
We're going to call it mozzarella.
Okay, thank you. Because it just feels weird to
say. Right, doesn't it feel weird?
Is it rose by any other name?
Thank you. Okay, I'm so glad. It's mozzarella. Mozzarella.
It's mozzarella. No, but knowing you were going to go with mozzarella, I feel like that does free me up to choose something else.
Okay. Yes. I release you. Be free. Let your cheese freak flag fly.
I guess I'll go with a manchego. I feel like after mozzarella, I buy it the most.
That's true.
It's like I like blue cheese, but like of the blue cheese, gorgonzola is not my favorite of the blue cheeses.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think I got to go with manchego.
Awesome. Tell me what my mom's favorite sex position is.
Oh, Colleen, do you want to know?
Nope. We're going to skip it.
I'll pick a different cheese.
No, I'm just kidding. I made this real weird, but that's okay.
I'm going to refresh it. We're going to do this again.
No, you got to do manchego. You got
to
do it.
Now we have to know.
No, we got
to
know.
We have to know.
It was doggy style. I'd love to know how your dreams go tonight.
Oh, I can tell you this. I'm not doing doggy style for a while. That feels slightly ruined.
Hope it wasn't a favorite.
Well, mozzarella is standing up. You're more of a romantic, you'd like to admit, which is why the stand-up position, as seen in all your favorite rom-coms, is actually your favorite. Huh. A lot of strength required.
Raclette is the cowgirl.
Ooh! I like that one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, everybody pick their second favorite cheese that somebody else hasn't picked yet. You guys go first. Or Amanda, you get first pick this time.
All right. Let's go with Gruyere.
Mm. Oh, good choice.
Right. And that is the lotus. I have never heard of this, but judging by the picture, I just didn't know that that's what it was called.
Oh, yeah. I'm familiar with this.
Yeah. Not only is this a very comfortable position, but it's also one where you can really get close to your partner and gaze tenderly into their eyes. Perfect for someone like you who is very, and it's just V period, into intimacy.
I'll let my American flag fly and go with string cheese next.
Nice. Also a version of mozzarella. So you're consistent.
I am nothing if not a creature of habit.
Yeah. I like those water-based cheeses.
Yes. And then I wonder why I'm always so bloated. The burning candle. You like it when it involves serious physical effort because it's going to the gym is more fun. And essentially, it's a backward headstand. It's kind of like the cowgirl, but...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you're on... the headstand.
You have to do yoga to be able to do this, I think.
Yeah.
Also, my picture is cut off, so I'm...
Mine's kind of cut off, too, but I get the gist of it.
Okay.
All right. I do love me a Gouda.
Ooh, nice classic choice. So,
classic, yes. And the position is missionary.
I would have thought you cream are... cheese.
You aren't afraid of tradition, because that shit works.
Well, you can't argue with that logic.
That's true. Now I really want to know what cream cheese is.
Hold all on. Right, go with cream. All right, then pick your crappy, your cheese that you don't think belongs on this list cheese. So if you want to go with cream cheese, Shandy, do you want nacho cheese or cheddar cheese?
Nacho cheese.
I'll go with cheddar then.
Oh, poor cheddar.
Oh my God! Cheddar is also the lotus.
Wow.
Cheddar can be a legit cheese.
Nacho cheese is also doggy style.
Oh, wow. We're just getting lots of universe symbols here.
That's
here.
True. Actually, cream cheese is standing up, which doesn't feel accurate to me.
No, it doesn't.
I feel like you have to try, like, cream cheese is the opposite of trying, and I feel like standing up is a position that requires a little bit of trying.
It's why I hate
strength and like endurance and commitment. It's which also I feel like cream cheese as a cheese lacks.
Yeah, I would have gone like probably lotus or missionary for cream cheese.
I feel like cream cheese I would have gone with a like just sitting on the couch and watching porn.
Do you please yourself, cheese? This is perfect, though, for someone who is V into intimacy.
Mm.
I just had a joke and I forgot it, so that's a bummer.
It'll come back to you.
Yeah. Okay, can I pick Brie for the next round? Because I really like Brie.
Please do.
Okay. Yeah. The erotic accordion.
Oh my God, now I need to see what...
Yeah, see the picture.
Huh.
I feel like it's just a fancy cowgirl.
Yeah.
A less comfortable one, maybe.
A less comfortable... Yeah, it's like a... It's like an upper body.
It's a workout
body.
At the same time.
Yeah, it's like if you want to work out your triceps and do a cowgirl at the same time.
Judging by the eyes of the male partner in this picture, it doesn't look particularly fun for him.
I know, doesn't it?
Looks like he has broken his knees.
Or maybe he just finished and that's just his face. Maybe
that's
just
his face. That's true. I don't mean to insult cartoon man.
Cartoon. Don't cartoon say shit.
You know, you do you, cartoon man. You do you.
All right, what's next?
Let's do camembert. Let's stay with the stinky cheeses.
Okay. Oh, 69!
There it is. We found it.
We found it.
Which is also kind of funny, given that, like, camembert is a really stinky cheese. It's not, like, a cheese you want to, like, eat and then get that intimate with someone else.
I think we're going to have to call this episode our camembert episode. If we don't find something better. The camembert episode.
The camembert.
You have an impatient, adventurous spirit, which is why no position suits you better than this one. It also looks like whoever the bottom is eating the ass of the person on top.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying. No. The picture.
It's an interpretation of a 69.
It is. All right, well, let's go with Swiss then.
All right.
The spoon. You're a little lazy, which is why this position is hands down, lie down favorite. Oh, they're lying down.
I feel like it should be cream cheese. Again.
Yeah. It's just fucking from behind while you're laying down. Well, you know, that could be intimate.
Yeah. So wait, which one did you say you picked?
Oh, I did the Swiss.
See, Swiss for me says it's missionary.
No!
Oh, wait, no, because I accidentally hit Gouda instead of Swiss, because Gouda is directly below. Never mind. As you were.
Gorgonzola is the cowgirl.
Let's see what ricotta is.
Okay.
Oh, the erotic accordion again. Hello, cartoon man, we meet again.
I don't remember what we have done or haven't done, so we'll do one or two feta. More, and then it'll be a surprise. Oh, I'll do feta. I would have thought feta would... Oh! Missionary. I would have thought feta was 69 for sure.
Yeah. These cartoon people are kind of terrifying. Like, this one, why is his head so big compared to all the other cartoon people? Like, his head is double the size of his partner's.
His head is really excited, okay?
Right. Also, not for nothing. This is not a very inclusive thing. All of these couples are male-female.
No, there was
a... No.
No, there was female-female.
What? Where was the female-female? Munster.
Munster. One of them. Yeah, Munster's female-female.
What? Hold on. Let me go back and investigate this cartoon.
So I guess they have a token lesbian couple.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Yeah, because she's finger-banging her in the front. Which actually makes more sense. However, to call it a little lazy is kind of shitty.
It's like, I feel like incorrect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck you, BuzzFeed.
Yeah, seriously.
So I feel like heterosexual sex is way lazier than, like, lesbian sex.
Yeah.
Oh, I just clicked on nacho cheese just because and saw what Dougie Style looked like. Just out of curiosity.
Oh, wait.
Yeah?
No, because I just re-clicked on that again. And speaking about inclusivity, is she pegging him?
Well, that was my next question is, why...
Oh,
she
is it
must
two
be,
guys?
She must be pegging him, because those are feminine lips, maybe?
Well, the lips actually look the same as his.
Oh, okay, you're right. Then maybe.
So it could be either. We don't know. It's inconclusive.
My one question is, why are his... feet look like reindeer paws that are up in the air.
unless this is a menage a trois, and we've just edited out the third person.
I think this might be. Oh my god, I'm going to Google search this image right now. You know I am.
Because those two people, like that's neither one of them's legs.
That is neither of their legs.
No.
Yeah, it doesn't come up in an image search. Yeah, those are it's got to be. Yeah. This is a threesome. Going down, I think. But why is she grabbing his arms like that?
This whole thing is totally wrong. Because that's actually his shoulders. Because look where his arm, like the lines where his arm is.
I know, this is not anatomically correct for Dougie Style. Not to nitpick a cartoon.
This guy is actually an octopus. arms and legs that shoot out in the wrong direction. Oh no! Wait, that's not arms. That's because they're bent over. That they're grabbing around the waist.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Yes. Then why does he have nipples above his waist?
Because he's
that's
bent
just the perspective.
Over.
Oh, because he's bent over. But still,
he's bent over.
Okay, I can see that. I can totally see that. That's waist, not arms.
But those legs are still wrong.
Those are still either reindeer legs or somebody else's legs.
It still does not solve the problem of the legs. The legs are still wrong.
Do you guys want to do any of the other ones below this before we move on?
I want to point out since the comment about how this was translated from French.
Yeah.
And I was saying the cheese selection doesn't seem very French. I just clicked on the French link and the cheeses are way different, except for a couple. And so they translated the cheeses also.
Okay. So we'll go to the French version of this. Tell us your
I'm into it.
I will also put this one in the show notes. Tell us your favorite French foods and we'll tell you.
Oh man,
your sex position.
These cheeses are, this is way better.
Yes, exactly.
Man, the American version sucks.
Oh, there's multiple choices.
Very hard to choose.
Wait, are you going to tell us your favorite French foods?
No. This is your cheese. Just different cheese choices.
Yeah, just better cheese choices.
Just better cheese choices.
I don't have
this
them.
One. I actually can't choose.
Yeah, actually, a fair amount of them I am unfamiliar with. Now, Roquefort is a way better blue cheese than a Gorgonzola. Like, I think we can all agree on
so
that.
So you're doing the actual French quiz in French.
If you click on English, this was translated from French.
Yes, okay, got it. All right, well, what do we got, ladies?
Are all the sex positions the same, though?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Let's find out.
But we know we can go over them in French.
Yeah, now let's see. Let's see if raclette in French is also the same position as raclette in English.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right, it was cowgirl.
Yeah, I'm reloading.
And I'll go with
it is in fact
Camber Bay or whatever the fuck it's called. It's the 69. Okay. Yep. So they are the same.
Yep.
Morbier. Yum.
That's because
so it does make it a little less fun if it's all the same positions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Much
I'm just
like
oh, go ahead. Feeling like I want some cheese though.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like that all the time anyway.
Same. All right, let's do one more. The cheese board you make will reveal the animal you are in bed. Are you a Rorqueforte or a Camembert? Oh, I get it!
Whoa, cheese humor for you. Hope it wasn't too cheesy.
I get it. Camembert, like the cheese that's the 69 cheese. Okay.
Exactly. A roar fur instead of rock fur.
Yes, I get it, I get it, I get it. Okay, choose a soft cheese. I'll put this in the show notes as well.
Well, I'm going to go for Camembert.
I want to go for
burrata. Burrata, always. I got to go. Always burrata.
Yeah, burrata is so good. But I would have picked, I'll pick, you know what? I'll pick brie just so we get something different. But my heart is with burrata.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Little pillows of cheesy cloud goodness.
Mmm, so good. Oh, so good. Choose a meat to accompany it. I'm sure.
No, thank you.
I'm going with pepperoni.
The only real choice is prosciutto, I would say. I like them all, to be fair. But that's what I'm going to choose.
Okay.
Because I do enjoy a good pepperoni. Sometimes I do cheat and I have pepperoni. It's like it's like the bologna of Italian meats.
It sure is, and it's sure good. I hate bologna, though. I think bologna and ham are gross, but I will totally eat pepperoni.
Huh. Well, I mean just like the processed
crap-ness
of it.
I know what you mean. All right, choose a firm cheese. A firm cheese. Make that cheese real firm and put it on your plate.
Your cracker?
On your, Cheddar Asiago, Parmesan, or Manchego. I guess I'll be like my mom and make with the Manchego.
I love how you say Manchego.
I don't know how it's really pronounced.
Make it sound like it's like a Western, like, bandit. Manchego's last stand.
You know, in my mind, I kind of do picture it as like that kind of cheese.
Yeah, like it's got a little like, belt buckle with like the gun holsters, and it's got some beads on it.
Oh,
it's got
my God.
Black hat. I can see it.
I can too, actually.
I'm gonna go with Parmesan, king of all cheeses. Nice.
I'm going to go with the Asiago.
Now choose a sweet to balance. Honey, raisins, apricot preserves, fresh melon, figs, dried cherries. I know this was tough. I'll go with honey. Why not?
Honey. I'll go raisins.
Honey, you can have me if you want me. Speaking of, her song about sperm. I feel like that was on pop-up video. Google it. I'm pretty sure honey was Mariah Carey's keyword for sperm or something like that. And that's
Okay.
I could be totally wrong, but there's a whole bunch of
I like it.
Elder millennials out there that have also heard this rumor and they're nodding with me. Don't fact check me. choose a crumbly cheese.
Goat. Gonna go goat.
I'll go with feta. I like feta cheese.
I'll go with Roquefort.
Nice.
I like a good blue, a stinky blue.
So does Jay. Jay loves stinky blue, and that is also not indicative of me and 69ing at all.
And by blue, that's what I call my vagina.
Like, I'm hungry. Sit on my face. I want some blue cheese. Let me just clarify, 100% not a thing that's ever been said. But anyway, or has it? Maybe I'm just kidding because I'm embarrassed, or maybe I'm not. Pick something.
You'll never know.
You never know with me. Pick something savory. Pickled almonds, hummus, honey mustard, pistachios, or olives. This one's really hard because I want to pick all of them. I love all of the things listed.
Yeah.
For the board, I'm going to go almonds.
I'm going to go with pickles.
I would have gone with any of them. Olives and pickles were my first two choices, so I will go with my third choice, which is hummus.
Oh. Well, why didn't you go with olives?
Because Shani picked olives.
She picked almonds.
Almonds! Oh, then I'm going with olives.
Olives are still on the table.
Love me some olive. Oh, not after I'm at that table, they're not. Then they're in my belly. Finally, decide on a carb to add. get
is this a question?
I know, right?
Baguette.
Yeah. You go next, Amanda. I'll pick third because I want any of them. So I will take whatever is left.
I enjoy a thin, seedy cracker, like the picture there. I'll go with that.
No. I'll go with thick crackers.
I do like crackers.
I'm a bear. Wait. Roar. What do bears make? What noise do bears make? I don't even know.
Some version of a roar.
Roar. Roar.
Now you're just, that's not a bear.
Like, please don't make that noise again.
It's a little more honking in nature, I feel like.
All the ferocity of a lion. There's also a part of you that really wants to take your time. I don't ever want to take my time with anything except for telling a story. That's pretty much the only time I ever take my time. You're thoughtful, adventurous, and candid in the bedroom. You can be gentle when you want to. When you feel the urge, you're an absolute beast. Mm. Anybody else a bear?
No.
Well, what are you?
No. I am a lion.
Ooh.
Like a lion, you're fierce, passionate, and determined. Your soulful eyes captivate your prey, lover, and you leave your fair share of claw marks.
Ooh.
Only because I hate cutting my nails. Such a pain in the ass.
And Shandy, what are you?
I am a jellyfish.
Oh, my.
That's amazing. Oh, my God. Maybe I should also call this the lion, the bear, and the jellyfish.
I like that. You're alluring and hypnotic, but those taken by you are in for a surprise when you latch onto them and send electricity through their body. Though you look mysterious and reserved, those that get tangled in your beautiful web are going to feel it for days.
Wow, they made jellyfish sound kind of sexy.
I know, right?
Yeah, it did.
And you
just
know,
don't pee on it.
I was just going to say, if you get stung, you got to pee on it. So there's a whole golden showers component to being a jellyfish.
Apparently that's a myth, though, the peeing
exactly.
on a jellyfish.
It
actually makes it worse.
Oh, it's also kind of gross.
Yeah, it is gross.
Yeah.
Going through the comments, it looks like raccoon is also an answer.
Oh, my God.
Oh, interesting.
So if anybody out there hates this and gets a raccoon, please let us know. There's also gorilla. If you get gorilla, also let me know. Mm. You really want to know. If you get anything else, let us know. I will put the links to both of these quizzes that we took in the show notes. And I look forward to hearing what everybody has to say. Thank you, Shandy, for finding these. These were super awesome.
This is so fun.
Yeah.
You're very welcome.
My dear lion, my dear jellyfish, let's take a quick commercial break and we will come back and wrap up the show. All right, we are back. We're ready to get into the feedback portion of the show. I don't know if I mentioned this at the top of the show, but this is also episode 234, which is, 234. I thought that was kind of fun, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is our second 69 show. And in honor, we'd like to wish Greg a happy birthday.
Yes, indeed. Side note, 234 adds up to 9, just saying.
Ooh, good catch. Cheers.
Cheers to
Yay, math.
Yay, math. But happy birthday, Greg. We hope that you had a nice day.
Yes.
Indeed.
Getting into some feedback from the Facebook group. We start with something from Dennis. And he says, obviously, Killing Eve is a great show. And we just finished watching The Chair, Sandra Oh's newest series of 6 episodes. She plays an Asian American PhD who was recently named Chair of a University English Department. I guess it would be classified as a dramedy. Plenty of drama with nice comedic slices and a fantastic child actor, Everly Carginilla, as her daughter.
Yeah, and I was telling Dennis that I actually binged that right before we recorded last week. I don't know why I didn't even think to bring it up. But yeah, it was really good. And luckily, like, I'm a chair of a department that doesn't have those kinds of It's not the same environment whatsoever, thank God. And if you watch the show, you'll see what I mean. But I really liked it. It was really good and definitely interesting. And yes, Sandra Oh is just so awesome in everything she does.
Yeah.
So I think, like, I saw the chair and I thought, is that too on the nose for me to watch? And then I saw that it was Sandra Oh. I was like, oh no, I'm watching.
You were like, Sandra Oh knows.
So wait, where can one watch this? If
on the Netflix.
On the Netflix.
Okay.
Cool. Yep.
I have to catch up on Killing Eve too. I'm a season behind. And
I have yet to start.
Oh, it's so good.
I'm all the seasons behind.
It's really good. I don't know how it ends, but I know the first two seasons are really good.
Yeah. I've watched the whole thing, but I also couldn't tell you how it ends. I kind of forgot. I need a little refresher.
Is that also on the Netflix?
Honestly, I can't remember. I feel like it was on something different. And I think I bought the last season because it wasn't on the same streaming device I was using.
Killing Eve is on Hulu. It's on Hulu.
It's on Hulu. Okay.
Okay, but maybe is that last season not on Hulu? Is that correct?
Well, didn't it just wrap up?
Yeah, the season four is not on Hulu.
Wait, did I watch four seasons or did I only watch three?
I've watched two, so it was surprised to me that there's four.
Maybe I haven't watched the fourth one.
Maybe that's why you don't remember how it ends.
Mm. That would explain it.
Mystery solved.
Maybe I have a whole nother season of Sandra Oh. Wow.
Oh, that's kind of the best, isn't it? When, like,
yeah.
Something ends and you're really sad about it. And it's like, surprise, there was a whole season you didn't know.
So I think it was on BBC America and then slid over to Netflix. Or, I'm sorry, okay, into Hulu.
Yeah, because it was a BBC America show.
Yeah.
I do remember when I watched it, there was a season that wasn't, and I think it was the third season that, like, wasn't on the streaming platform, Hulu or whatever I was using. And I actually bought it, which is something I never do.
So you must have
to watch it or rented it or whatever.
Done season three before it came onto Hulu then.
Yeah. So now is season four is not on Hulu. Am I going to be buying this again?
Or you just have to wait till it appears.
To be continued, I guess we'll find out.
We'll find out.
Yeah. Okay.
I do want to watch this show. I heard that, you know, it's one of those dramedies, but, like, also, you know, kind of like suspenseful dramedies. Is that true, Shandy?
I don't know if suspense is the word that I would use to describe it, but it's interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting, and I think it's a good look into, like, definitely the world of academia.
Right, the politics.
The inner politics.
It? Okay.
And particularly, like, in, you know, 2021, and then also with, like, you know, specifically, like, women of color and how that is, you know, like, advancing, but not very much in academia. It's really interesting.
I will put it on the list. I think I mentioned last week we watched White Lotus. We did finish it last week. It's really good. Totally check it out. It's pretty good show. We also watched a show on, I think it was HBO Max, called The Other Two, and it is fantastic. It just started season two. I think if season two is as good as season one, it will get some major press as being, like, sort of the next Schitt's Creek.
Interesting. Wow. Who is in it? Is it anybody,
so it was written,
like,
by,
any names?
It was created and written by two writers of SNL. So it's produced by Lorne Michaels, like everything else in the whole world is. But it's the story of, there's actors, definitely actors in there that are character actors that you've seen around for forever. You would recognize a lot of people, but none of it, there's no, like, huge big names in it. Like, there's no Eugene Levy's or Catherine O'Hara's in it. Okay. Molly Shannon is probably the biggest name in it. So it's a story of this kid who's like Justin Bieber, like, gets famous from one YouTube song, but isn't, like, a great singer. and his mom has been trying to, he's the youngest of three, and his mom has been trying with all three of her kids to get them famous. The mom is Molly Shannon, and the other two are, who it's named after, are the older brother and older sister, and they are former mildly successful child stars, but not really child stars. They just had, like, success, but in, a, like, a pre-YouTube, pre, because they're our age, right? Like, they're, like, mm-hmm. not our age, but they're in their, like, 20s. Oh, God, we're not, I can't even say 20s is our age. They're,
no. See, we're they're, solidly not in our
20s. Right, we're no. solidly not.
I don't even think we're the same generation.
That's debatable, but, okay.
15 years removed.
Yeah, depends on what,
No, 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 they're what not 20. Side of the 20s they're on? They're not 20. They're in their, like, mid to late 20s. But anyway, it's their story of how they grapple with their little brother becoming famous. And older brother is gay. The older sister is just unlucky in love. And, like, it's really, I want to say heartwarming, but it's heartwarming in the way that, like, Schitt's Creek was heartwarming in that they're kind of all shitty people that are becoming better people as the series goes on. And you can, like, visibly see, like, they have good hearts. And we really enjoyed it. Like, I totally do recommend it. They're, like, half hour each. It's okay. easy. It's easy to watch, easy to catch up on. If you want something that you're going to laugh at, check it out. It's called The Other Two. It's really good. Like, it's really... Yeah. It has a very Schitt's Creek vibe to it. And that's all I can say is, like, all these people are living in the same way that, like, in Schitt's Creek, you had all these people, like, being themselves and living their lives and, like, being them without it ever being, like, an issue. And, like, they were just them. Their parents accepted them. It was like, you know, this is how it is. This isn't, like, a plot point. Like, we've already moved on from that. So, but, yeah. Recommend
it. What is it on?
It's on HBO Max.
Nice.
I think you would really like it, Shandy, since... Do you have HBO Max, Amanda?
I do.
Okay. I think you would
and
like
I
it,
I don't
too.
Anymore.
No!
It used to come with my phone subscription when we had AT&T, but because AT&T is the fucking absolute worst, got rid of AT&T. Yes. And with them went HBO, and I don't feel like paying for it, so.
Well, I think it's $16. It's $16.08 a month, HBO
okay.
Max.
I will say that if we had to pay for HBO, I would.
There's a lot of good stuff there.
They have
it.
Really
it
upped
it.
The ante with, like, what they have now between, like, the back catalog HBO stuff and, you
and
know,
their
they
new
have, like,
stuff.
West Wing now
and all the movies,
all the new stuff. It is worth the $16.
Yeah. And I would
I mean, when there's a show that I absolutely have to watch, I might do it. But it's just like it bothers me that I pay for Netflix and I pay for Hulu,
yeah.
Then also pay for HBO. I think that's all I pay for right now. But it's like once you cut cable and then you start like getting
right.
subscriptions to, you know, 5 million
I get
streaming
it, I get
devices.
It.
No,
it's like
I feel the exact same way that it's like when does it stop? That it's like
yeah.
we all cut the cord to save money. And then with all these different streaming services and platforms, it's just you're all the way back up to where you were with cable. And it's just.
Yeah. I don't know. I was paying like $200 a month for cable. I'm not quite there yet.
That's absurd.
Damn.
That is absolutely absurd.
It is absurd. Like, we started out because we had a really cheap DirecTV, I think it was. And then once it was over, you were locked in then for another year at, like, an obscene rate. So anyway, I don't know. Shandy, I think that you would enjoy it, though.
I feel like when there are shows like that, I can also take something for, like, a month. And then just binge them.
Yeah, I would wait till season two is done and then binge them both. Because what we're doing now is we finished season one. There's only 3 episodes of 2 out, I believe. We're going to wait till 2 is out and then watch all of 2. But like I said, it's a good show. And I do, it's not as good as Schitt's Creek, but it's definitely of that same, like, you know, feel to it where, yeah.
Nice.
People are, Yeah.
And to be fair, Schitt's Creek was fine in its first season, but it got better as it went along.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
If you liked the first season and they haven't even gotten to their second season yet, it has potentials. It sounds like.
Yeah. That's true. So, anyway, The Other Two, I recommend that one. And that's about it on my end. I will check out The Chair. Axel said he loved The Chair. The older Duplass brother... Duplass brother?
Duplass.
Is great too. Cool.
Which one is that?
I don't know. They're so close in age. I think the older of the two is Mark Duplass. The one from the morning show. And the younger one is the one from Transparent. I think.
My question was who are either of them, but now I see.
They're like indie darlings. Like they made like a $20 movie that went to Sundance, and like that's how they got famous. No joke. They made like a home movie that. Like,
okay, so one of them.
Nice.
Yeah.
I see you. Who they're talking about, though? He's good.
In the Facebook group, Janet had a last minute addition, which might not be something we should talk about right now, but the 6-week abortion ban in Texas, will the Supreme Court allow it? Probably.
Moral of the story, don't move to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Retire Stephen Breyer, retire. Give us somebody, give us our Amy Coney Barrett on the left.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, fucking Dianne Feinstein is pulling a, I'm sorry, I shouldn't do this now, but here we are.
She's pulling
an RBG. I mean, she might not even remember that she's even in Congress at the moment, but like...
How old is she? Like 110?
No, she's like 91. And she... Anyway, all right, let's just move on to the master, she said.
All the things are moving up and down, back where they're supposed to be.
Squeezing the thing so it'd go faster. There's this liquid going.
Oh, that was when we had to give... Fiona,
that one feels almost
subcutaneous.
Like a, feels like a poem in nature. Like some slam poetry.
Oh my god, is that a haiku? Squeezing the thing so it go faster. There's this liquid going. We're two syllables short.
Going in there.
Sure. Or if you want to keep it abstract, there's this liquid going over. Over where?
Over there.
That's good. That's more in line in the spirit of the text.
I hadn't done it yet today.
She was on my list a bit earlier.
I thought you said that so casually. I hadn't clicked back over to the list. I thought you just were dropping that in. As you were.
I hadn't done the camera bear yet today.
She was on my lap a bit earlier.
That one is not as fun to do.
Gabby pounced on Fiona and played for a bit. Yeah, where's that picture, Flo, whatever your name is? Oh, played for a bit. Yeah, I said played. Okay, good.
He finished second.
Just slide out and go.
You've been sitting a while. I hope you turn on.
I gave it 10 pumps and handed it to her.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, go.
You can't stop halfway through. That's how you get hurt.
Oh. It's a little different on the other side.
There's a happy ending so far for one of them.
You have to wait 1 hour 20 to get to the fun part.
Worth the wait, I promise.
Last time you did that, I had to go to commercial break.
That was pretty awesome. Thank you, Matt. We appreciate that. That was a good one. Those are good.
That was fun.
A good crop.
Yeah.
Next up, we're going to finish up with an Andy update.
All right. Andy writes in, this week in Andy's return to the work week, hey broads, back at work, and yeah, it was definitely a mess coming back. Part of me knew it was due to them not knowing or not having access to certain things yet, but I didn't realize how bad it was in certain places. I even tried helping them by making how-tos or direct them to the manual, but it seems like they didn't even bother with them. I've spent the last 2 days trying to do all the stuff they didn't do all of last week. The thing that bugs me is that it doesn't seem like they got any help from my supervisor, who assured me they'd take care of this and not leave me in the bind I wound up in. So at this point, I'm going to try to regularly email my coworkers and tell them exactly what I want done and hope that will help out, or at least give me some proof that I've been trying to reach them. It was definitely worth it in the end. I just really needed the time away to recharge after an already long year. And we're not even halfway through Jason's D. Can't say I have any great vacation stories. This was more me trying to spread out the PTO I've saved this year, but won't be able to take with me into next year. Oh, use or lose. That's my dream. Unfortunately, there is that inevitable list of things I wish I could have crossed off my to-do list, but I still have some more time off to use in the next couple months. The biggest thing, revising my resume, which has been a lot tougher than I thought it would be. Well, that's about it here. Sorry about Colleen's bummer summer. Here's hoping we have a good fall, or maybe a not as disastrous as we thought fall, at least. And happy 6-9, which is the only 6-9 I can be part of for now, at least. Hashtag 5 years with hers, Andy.
I'm sorry things aren't getting better at work, Andy.
Yeah, that's a bummer. And also, it's like so flagrant if like you weren't there, shit didn't get done. I wonder what the missing piece was, right? Like, so to not have that even like validated, I guess.
Yeah.
It's frustrating.
No, for sure.
Because you would think that like the absence would make the supervisor realize like, oh, look at what happened.
Right. Yeah. So keep working on that resume. Sounds like it's time to get out.
I agree.
Yeah.
And let people know, like, don't be afraid to let people know that you're looking in a subtle way. If you're, you know, if you have a good network of connections and people know that, you know, you are open to changing jobs, then that...
You're down to clown.
You're down to clown, then... Just letting them know, like, hey, let me know if I'm looking to move. Or, you know, say it in, like, a whatever way works best for you, but...
Yeah.
You put it out there and, you know, people will see your value and your worth, hopefully. And it's a good time to be looking for a job.
That is very true.
It's a very good time to be looking for a job. Yeah. I can attest to that. So.
Indeed.
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you for emailing in. Thank you to everybody who contributed feedback and for listening. We appreciate it, as always. I can't believe that we are starting... the last 4 months of the year. That's kind of crazy.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
It's so going by so fast.
We're in Sun's D right now. So. I don't know. Did I tell you guys, Zachary, I think I kind of told you offline. A few weeks ago, Zachary came home and said that a kid at after school had kicked him in the penis.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Yeah. So, I don't know. This kid kicked him in the dick. And... he will come home every couple of days and be like, the kid that kicked me in the penis kicked me in the, or punched me in the blah, blah, blah. Or, you know, smacked me in the booty or something. And we're like,
yeah, well, this how kid are you... seems to have a real issue.
Yeah, we'll be like, how are you responding to this? And so, anyway, the funny part of this story was that we keep calling this kid the penis puncher.
I mean, what else would you call it?
Right? He's like, because we know his first name, but he doesn't say, like, so-and-so did this to me today. He'll literally start off, Mommy, Daddy, the kid that kicked me in the penis did this to me. So we're like, okay, so the penis puncher did this. What did you do in reaction? Like, did you tell the teacher? Did you blah, blah, blah? So we're trying to work with him. I talked to them today. To be like, you know, so and so. I was like, this kid, I kicked him in the dick, but I didn't say that. I was like, so I was like, so and so, like, he keeps saying that they keep having, like, run-ins. I don't know how much of it is, like, exaggerated versus whatever, because I didn't want to be like, he saw the reaction that we gave him when he said that he kicked him in the penis. Versus, like, now he's been, like, every little, like, tab, the kid looks at him in the room and be like, so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. Not so-and-so. The kid that kicked me in the penis looked at me the wrong way. So, anyway, stay tuned for that. I talked to them today. Hopefully it stops. But I think it's a classic case of the kid doesn't, like, tease him, but, like, doesn't do it maliciously, but, like, will, like, you know, hit him to sort of the way that, like, the two brothers play. Like, I feel like this is a kid that has a lot of brothers and doesn't understand that there's boundaries.
You can't kick people in the dick.
Right.
Yeah, no dick kicks, except hashtag.
New friends might not like that.
Exactly. So, trying to suss out, like, what's going on there. But that's, good times. I have assessed that there is no danger or harm or anything else in the situation, which is why I'm talking about it. But
that's good. That's good.
Yeah. Anyway, good times. Alrighty. On that note, everybody, thank you for listening. Especially that pointless story at the end. Appreciate it. Hoping I figured out the mic stuff this week. If not, there's always next week. You made it this far, so thanks. I think I figured out. So Shandy and I have the same mic, and I used to talking into the tip, and she talks into the side. So I feel like
just the tip.
There's no tip.
This time I talked into the tip.
I'll let you know how
I changed
sound.
It. Yeah.
So literally just the tip this episode.
Yeah.
Just the tip.
Yeah. All right, on that note, thank you for listening. Thank you for your feedback. We love feedback. TheBroadcasters3@gmail.com, 331-276-2373. I think we're going to try to get more active on Instagram, maybe. That would be great. I would love that. Everybody smile. Please. Okay. Not sure why I stuck my tongue out other than to prove that I'm... it was because it's our 69 episode. I should have been like... Big old gaping mouth. I don't know. I want to be more active on Instagram again, because that's really fun when we were doing that, even though I sucked at it. Shandy, you were the social media queen.
Yeah, hopefully now that I'm back to work, I can maybe start making us videos again. Woo-hoo! I thought I'd have all this time. I was like, oh, maybe I'm enjoying that. I'm going to have all this time to do stuff. Spoiler alert. For anyone who has kids, they know that I was never going to get anything done. I didn't know that. I learned. You get nothing done. You spend all day trying to get an infant to sleep.
Yeah.
That's what you do. That's what I did on my maternity leave.
Yeah, that's it.
I will try to be better. When I'm back on this computer more often, I will try and make us videos.
I have to try to be better about it, too. Anyway, all that is to say, what are we, the broadcasters three on Twitter? Fuck. I'm so bad at this Twitter thing.
Oh, Twitter, I don't know.
Not Twitter, Instagram. Instagram.
Hold on, I will tell you.
Broadcasters 3.
The Broadcasters 3 on Twitter. The Broadcasters 3 on Instagram. The Broadcast 3 on Twitter. Follow us on the social medias. We're going to try to ramp it up and get better. I make no promises, though. Take the sex cheese position quiz and let us know what you ended up with, even though we spoiled, 69% of the answers for you.
Well, you know what? Pause the show, do your quiz, and then.
I mean, to be fair, at this point, they're burned down.
But maybe they haven't taken it yet, so maybe they forgot because that was like a whole half 45 minutes ago.
Fair.
Let us know. But anyway, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. We think of the patrons, especially the patrons that contribute a certain level, and that would be Eckhart Rigner, Attack from Tokyo, Maggie the Magnificent, who mailed me my Swiss Army knife back in the mail, which was awesome, because she took it after it got confiscated, and that was pretty great. I just ran out. I was like, Maggie, take my knife! She was like, what? Nice. And I was like, it's just a little, girly knife. Please just take it. I don't want them to take it away, and then I don't have a knife. So thank you, Maggie, for that. Joanne with a plan, and Greg, the birthday boy, Gray. We appreciate it. Thank you, though. If you'd like to make a patron, you can go to patreon.com/jayandjack or go to jayandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link at the top right-hand corner of the page. I think we have a pretty back-to-normal recording schedule, so we should be back to normal with our monthly bonus episodes, our monthly hangout episodes. And who knows what else we have in the pipeline. So, anyway, thank you again. On that note, happy 69, everyone. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye.